Okay, we just heard a couple of things from Earth Guys Burning. And here they are, gang. So speak up, lads. Who's in the band? What's this band all about? What is this?
Matt's the resident rock and roll.
Is this
Girls
band of great sociological significance, or is this
We like to sing about food and stuff.
And six-year-olds.
We've got some political songs about six-year-olds and psychotic reactions.
Well, Jim used to be in the band, but he's not now, and Spencer's half in the band, and he'll be all in the band once Brad leaves and goes to San Francisco with Cynthia, and so he's gone.
We're into fractions and psychotic reactions.
We're into cream rock.
All right, now, of course, the unusual thing about this band is that you're all, like, little immature kids, right? I mean, I mean, the romper room yesterday, and now it's the world of punk rock today.
That's right.
But
all here, we are a punk rock band.
Let's slam, man.
Well, who's in the band? When did this band start?
It started in my living room, and... When would you say?
About November.
It's like Christmas 3 years ago.
Oh, that's right. You guys started.
It started with like me and Ron, and then me and Ron and Jeff, and then Brad, and then we just kept on adding on.
How old were you then when you started the band?
I was 15.
I was like 12.
We were 14.
I was like 11.
Me and Ron were 14, and he was 12.
I was like just 12.
The original thing started. Me and Matt did something for.
Oh, a school talent show.
Yeah,
they did a real retarded version of Love Me Do with an old broken organ, and then they did this other really overblown anti-moral majority song called, what was it called? The True Love
Anthem.
Of the Cry. Oh,
yeah.
Anthem.
And then bring that back. Now that you guys are rock and roll stars, do you find it easier to get laid in high school now?
Oh, yeah, the girls are going to flock me. And
I find it really difficult to get laid in high school, but on the weekends, it's...
I don't have any privacy anymore.
We didn't grow up in the same high school as Zeus, where his best friend always
right. I knew this guy was getting laid with his girlfriend in an empty classroom, and some teacher walked in and just saw them, and he didn't know what to do, so he just turned around and walked out and left them.
I walked in on my teacher once.
Me and Brad get touched by all the girls because they think there's some healing qualities.
Out of the songs that you guys have chosen to include here on this tape, is there any special significance behind any of it that's worth
it? It came out good when we played them in the studio.
Yeah, first of all, the studio recording was what? Over a year ago.
It was December
of 82.
Yeah.
December of 82, and that
so
was
it's
when,
almost
with
a year.
Jim, the famous Jim Donkey Dobson. Playing drums.
Or Robert Goddammit Jimbo.
Robert Goddammit Jimbo is his Earth Guys Burning name. He's the leader, severed head in the bag, and now he's not in anymore because he's too old.
He's too old.
Yeah, we were going to play the Iron Man.
This band is like Menudo then, actually.
Yeah, oh yeah. We are Menudo.
We're getting ready to kick Brad out because he's about to graduate high school.
Yeah, so. I've got pubic hair now.
Once you have to shave, you can't be in the band. Yeah.
Is there a possibility that these songs will be available in like many foreign languages so that people around the world
depends
can
on how
appreciate
it?
Well,
depends
yeah,
on how far snow.
We're doing
depends
we're
on
doing
how much
Mark
Mylar has.
What's everybody talking about?
Well, what's the goal now? I mean, all right, you guys have done this, and some people are going to hear it. What are you going to do after this? What's next for Earth?
Matt's
going to
be a lawyer.
I'm
going to be a bum on the street. You're going to do something.
We're going to catch up with David Byrne. Like, see, my theory...
We're going to go to New York, Manhattan, Ultimate spot would be
in a Teen Beat contest. It'd be like, munch with Matt. Just have a picture of me eating all this food. And they'll say, munch with Matt. And thousands of girls from all over
that
the world
meditate with Matt, anyway.
You meditate with Matt, yeah.
What do you guys think about the Los Angeles music scene in general?
It's boring.
Well, do you think that it's better or worse
except
than
for,
it was?
Except for Denim Nature. It's boring as hell, except for...
And some of
the shitheads.
And
the shitheads.
Well, how do you think how do you think it is compared to the way it was a few years ago?
I've listened to Led Zeppelin, and yes,
I listened to the Bee Gees.
I listened to Frank Zappa and Captain Beefheart a couple of years ago.
Well, Cash used to be open.
I listened to the Knack a couple of years ago.
Cash used to be open. That's where Zeus first saw us.
That's right.
And we were terrible.
We were real.
This was like... This is one of the first shows we did. We were playing with toy drums and we broke the drums on the first song.
And our cymbal was a Sparklets bottle with a tree twig on it with a broken cymbal on it.
And I'm impressed, man. It was great.
The whole audience there was
Buddy Rich on his take up on it.
Yeah, the whole audience there was Zob's Rift, Richie Hass, and Dan Buchanan.
Yeah.
And I think that was about everybody who was there. And they were all there to see Geza act, so they didn't show up, though he was gone.
I thought it was a real interesting show. I mean, after this year is over, do you think that things might get better in this town as far as music's concerned?
Well, they won't because we'll no longer have Brad Lehner.
Well, what happens to Brad Lehner after this?
Brad's written most of our material.
I just called you Cynthia, so we're kicking him out whether he goes or not.
Brad Lehner lives in a van with
Cynthia. Let's talk about
Let's sing Jazz Pierce on Slimy Moore.
Cynthia's a girl and she has one eye. She's Brad's girlfriend.
She's got a snake on her head.
One way to actually.
She's a monster island.
It sounds like this.
Who would you guys say are your influences or people that you.
Like a Sam
Kiss.
Bob Marley. Yes.
Captain Beefheart.
They call me Dr. Moe.
The Velvet Underground, definitely.
Everybody, enjoy Vision.
If we stare for anything, we're anti-Velvet Underground, and that's why we did a real sacrilegious version of heroin.
Like that's good news. Do you think there are too many Velvet Underground influences?
That's
I'm
kind of
into Cass Elliot myself.
Eddie Cleanhead Wilson's.
I don't know. I just finished The Grapes of Wrath.
It's Vincent.
I'm reading Big Joe Turner right now.
Big Joe Turner.
Yeah, Big Joe Turner.
Joe Hill. All the Joes.
All the Joes.
Joe Walsh.
Joe Band.
Joe
Cartwright.
Joe Walsh. She's pretty cool. I guess.
Yeah, Joe Gage.
Joe Cage.
Joe Kale.
Joe Mama.
Ripley's.
Great, beatniks. Great, you know, any final words of wisdom or advice to our listening?
Excretia is not just another
McDonald's on Tuesdays.
Worship Stacey Nelson. Stacey Nelson is this beautiful girl that goes to my school and she's going out.
Let's all talk at the same time again and it will make us very happy.
And if you ever see Cynthia, worship her too.
Because she's swell. And her parents...
Doozy, bark. Bark.
Squeeze his balls.
Peace and love and lots of dove.
Bark.
I was one of them.
Happiness exists in trees.
Give me some loving, baby.
Earth dies burning.
No.
That's all right.